You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's talk about when you're broke and all your friends are doing fun stuff and you want to do stuff with them, but you really just can't afford it. So how can you budget yourself without blowing off your friends?
Right. And so number one is don't assume you can afford it too. So a situation in high school, my friend, their daddy bought them a Mercedes and I'm driving an Escort. But the difference was I was paying for my car and they,
were not. Well, and not only they might not be paying for it, but they also might just be making some really dumb financial decisions.
That's very true.
And it doesn't mean that you have to make the same dumb financial decisions they are.
Right, right.
All right, number two is be honest. Mm-hmm. So people who are your true friends aren't going to drop you because you can't afford to dine out at five-star restaurants.
Sure.
Or spend all your money at the club or whatever it is they're doing, buying the latest gadget. You just may not be able to do those things and be honest about it.
Yeah, and it allows you guys to get a little more creative about where your outings are. And some friends of mine, even my current life, we go to the park. We meet up at the museum or whatever, you know.
Here's where I really experienced this when I was younger, Tammy, was trying to date when you're broke.
Oh, yeah.
It's difficult.
Our sons are going through that now.
Right. It's very, very difficult to date when you're broke, and you just have to get more creative. So, which brings up number three on the list.
Suggest alternatives. So don't be afraid to say, you know what, I can't meet you for lunch, but I can meet you for some coffee or whatever your drink of choice is.
Right. Right. Something you can afford. There are so many free things to do, especially in our city. There are a lot of free things to do.
There's a lot, right? Exactly. So then this brings us to number four, which is
plan the activity
yourself. Take control of the situation to where you're setting up where the event is going to be held. So, you know, whether it's playing frisbee at the park or, like I just said earlier, going to the museum or having a movie night.
Well, instead of taking the defensive position and trying to steer your friends to go, you do something different, that's where you do this. You go on the offensive and you're the one that plans it.
Exactly.
You plan the good time on something that doesn't cost a lot of money.
That's right. That's right. And number five is spend on what you want. Man, that's a super huge life lesson right there.
Yes, it is. I mean, this is true whether you're making a small purchase or a large one. Mm-hmm. Is you need to be the one to decide how your money's spent.
That's right. That's right.
So if you want to pay off your credit card more than you want to go clubbing, then don't go clubbing.
That's right. Just be the responsible one. And you never know what you're teaching your friends.
Right. When they see you showing self-discipline and self-control, then you know they're going to like that too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you may rub off on them in a really good way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number six is save so you can spend.
There you go.
And I love this one because you know people will think of me as really frugal. And what I say is, you know, I'm definitely thrifty. I try to save a lot of money on a lot of little things so that I can blow money on the big things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Tammy, we're going to Italy this year. Mm-hmm. We went to Ireland last year and Mexico. Mm-hmm. So twice we traveled out of the country. I don't mind scrimping on a lot of little things so we can go do the big thing. And even when we go do the big things, we don't spend a ton of money on it.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that sounds very extravagant, which it is. It is some luxury opportunities for us, but we bargain shop.
Well, yeah. Okay. So we're going to Italy. We're going to Tuscany, 7-day trip, $2,856.
For both of us.
For both of us, airfare, hotel, rental car. And we'll spend more money while we're there, but I know people that spend twice that. I had a friend that went to Mexico for 3 days and spent $3,000 just for 3 days in Mexico.
Right. That's crazy.
Right. So bargain shop if you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, save so you can spend.
That's right. And, you know, it's different for everybody. And, you know, Doug, when we were, you know, I think back in school and my girlfriend who was driving to school were scraping for, you know, do you have 50 cents so I can get some gas in the gas tank? You know, and those days may not be over for you because you're paying off your college debt. So,
right. You
know, it's okay to be honest. And like we said earlier, that's what friends are for.
Absolutely. And it's what our show is about. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's Smart With Your Money. It's our website. Visit our website. Look at the blog post for this. it may not even be you that we're speaking to. It may be your son or daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It may be your grandson or granddaughter. It may even be one of your neighbors that you're close to. But pass this message along to them. Teach them how to be smart with their money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the best place to start is by visiting our website. And also look us up on Facebook, Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. Hit that like button. And definitely want to give a shout out to some of our listeners that have called in recently.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some really big responses to our different segments. So if one of these strikes home with you, reach out to us. I'd love to help you. I'm a mortgage professional. It's what I do for a living. I'm passionate about it. I would love to help you form a debt strategy, make sure that the loan you're in is the most appropriate for your needs. So reach out to me, Doug Haldeman. And don't forget, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut, the simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.